Hey there, I want to invite you to join me for the Strategic Summer Workshop, which is taking place on Thursday, May 30th at 11:30 Eastern. You can go to schoolsofexcellence.com/summer to sign up. In this workshop, I'm going to walk you through how to identify simple solutions and systems that will make a massive difference and ripple effect inside of your center. I'm going to help you create efficiency where you need it most and understand what is causing your school to feel so hectic and where those big pain points are. We're going to clarify your center's priority system to improve this summer. I'm going to show you how to audit those systems. We're going to define your desired outcomes, and you're going to leave the workshop with a simple plan that will make huge impact. And by simple, I mean very simple. No complex, no multi-step processes, super, super simple. No one has time for long things. No one has brain capacity for extra stuff. We need simple things that have massive impact. Go to schoolsofexcellence.com/summer and I'll see you there. Welcome to the Schools of Excellence podcast, a place for insightful conversations about building sustainable schools of excellence. Join me each week as we explore the importance of leading with your values, creating impact, and leaving a lasting legacy. My goal on the show is to provide you with clarity, elevate your mindset, and equip you with practical strategies and inspiration. I'm Chani Olshansky, a proud mother of four, a former New Yorker, now savoring sunny Florida vibes. With a professional journey spanning 18 years across all levels of school leadership, I bring nuanced insight that delve into the intricate details of running a center, as well as the broader visionary aspects of leadership. Thank you for joining me for this conversation. Let's build a legacy of excellence together. Hello there, and welcome back to another episode. So last week, I introduced you to the concept of a culture of urgency. We really dove into some of the symptoms and impacts that a culture of urgency has inside of an organization, specifically a school. And so today we're going to talk about the opposite of a culture of urgency, which is a culture of calm, culture of serenity and peace and intentionality. And what happens a lot when people hear these words is there's almost this like magnetic, like opposite magnetic pull where it's like, oh, I don't want to go there. Because it feels really different in a world that is really prioritizes fast paced and demanding nature of modern life. It feels really difficult to embrace a culture of slowness or more mindfulness. And the other reason why it's so difficult to embrace more slowness is because we have these big ambitions and goals. And if you're listening to the Schools of Excellence podcast, you do have big ambitions and goals for your company. And so when you think of doing things slowly, you're like, one second, but I have all these big dreams and I have all these big goals. I also think there's just a lot of this conversation that really seeps into our culture. Like we have, you know, 30 under 30 or all these like Forbes, the top 40 under 40 list of all these people that made $1 billion by the time they were 30 or 40. And so there's such a prioritization in our culture of like making it big or being successful before a certain age. And it's like, whoa, now you're like amazing because you were able to do this before you were 30 or before you were 40. And I think, again, it's not that there's anything wrong with becoming, you know, insanely successful before you're 30 or however you define success. It's more about, is that aligned with the values and how you want to live in harmony with your life and in your center? So people that are listening to this podcast, people that are, you know, running legacy-based businesses, legacy-based childcares, where there's this intentionality on building community, on building legacy, on leading through values. We live incongruently when that's what we want, but then we pursue this like fast-paced, like dog-eat-dog mindset. And so I really hope that with these two conversations last week and today, we can really kind of bring balance to both of those. And balance is really the wrong word. I think just more harmony, more integration, that you can have big ambitions and you can have big goals and you can have big dreams, but it doesn't mean that you have to go and be relentlessly pushing the boulder up the mountain and never stop and never pause to take a moment. I think especially for those of you that are listening to this episode that are in a season of raising a family, you will never have regrets for building your business a little bit slower and prioritizing family and really prioritizing what it means to be present emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually present with your children. That window of time is short, and when it closes, it never opens again. I really need you to understand this. For whoever is in a season right now who is raising a family, that season has a window. It has a beginning time. It has an end time. And when it closes, it never opens up again. But your season to build your business is infinite. You can run your business till you're 80. You can't have kids when you're 80, right? You're supposed to be enjoying your grandchildren and great-grandchildren when you're 80. So we have to understand, again, and I talk about this obsessively, of seasons of life. You won't regret going a little bit slower, but prioritizing your values. So if your values in this season are family, then prioritize that, then value that. And by valuing, it means you're giving time to that. Okay. If you're in a season right now where you're caring for an elderly parent, go slower in your business. Give the parent the time that they need, that you want to give them. Okay. And whatever season of life that you're in, I know I talk a lot about family because family is a huge part of my life right now. That's my season. It's also just a huge value in my life. But whatever you value, you won't regret building the business a little bit slower when you lived in congruent with your values. So let's dive into today and really understand, what does it look like to build a culture of calm, of serenity, of intentionality, of just mindfulness? So the first thing is really prioritizing the environment and the well-being of the team. So it's really slowing down enough to say, okay, does our physical space nourish and create relaxation, time to pause, time to breathe, time to just be? So we spend hours and hours inside of the center. So many teachers have 8-10 hour shifts. And even if they have a smaller shift, it doesn't matter. It's not about how many hours they are in school. It's the fact that they are in the building for several hours every single day, and it makes up a big part of their life. And so does the building, in the way that the environment is set up, does it value and prioritize slowing down and well-being, right? Is there a staff lounge? Is there a place for people to sit down and get comfortable, whether that's a couch or chairs, or, you know, is there, you know, an outdoor area, a little park bench? Like, where is there space for teachers to just pause, for you as the leader to just pause and just be within the school day? I think there is such a disservice that we do to ourselves in thinking that when we come to work, we're running the entire time that we're here and we can never slow down for a moment. I was talking with an owner several weeks ago, and she was talking about how she never really stops to even have a lunch break. So she eats lunch, but she eats it at her desk, right? She's still working while she's eating lunch. And it was interesting because there was a couple people on that call, and one person was saying, she's like, no, I like it. I like, you know, eating lunch and talking to everyone while I'm eating. And I said, okay, well, that's you. But this director really wants peace and values quiet. And she's eating lunch at her desk while being interrupted by everyone. That's not prioritizing well-being. And let me tell you something. Eating lunch for 30 minutes alone and quietly and getting that time for yourself, you are not going to make any more money that year if you eat lunch quietly. You are not going to be any more successful if you eat lunch with everyone else. You are not going to be any more amazing if you eat lunch while you're taking sales calls, or, you know, eating lunch while you're doing a tour or whatever it is, or scarfing your sandwich down 4 seconds before the tour comes. This is where really surrendering and understanding that prioritizing well-being is a vehicle for success. It is the pathway to making more money and more profit and more peace in your life. You don't become more wealthy when you don't eat lunch. Like, that's not a correlation. Where else do we want to bring in more intentionality, and how do we bring that in? Like I was saying, intentional decision-making. So in a culture of urgency, there's reactive decision-making. In a culture of calmness, there's intentional decision-making. So instead of reacting impulsively, we really take the time to consider, what are the repercussions of this decision? What are the consequences? We weigh the different options. We align the choices with our values, with our long-term goals. We take the time to think something through. Now, one of the things that we adopted inside of our culture in the membership department, gosh, it's almost 2 years, I think, at this point, is when we write an email, we don't click send for 24 hours. We actually let it sit in draft mode for 24 hours. And the reason for that is, there's lots of reasons, but one of the main ones is that after we write the email, there's always other things that kind of percolate in that 24 hours. So sometimes I'll end up chatting with Michalina about something, or I'll hear something, or something will always happen in that window that I'll be like, okay, let's shift the language of that email a drop, or let me actually jump on a call instead of an email. I actually would rather do that. So we write the email if we're writing to a client or whoever it is, and then we let it sit in draft mode for 24 hours. Let me tell you something, okay? Our customer service and our client delivery is still at the highest that I want it to be. It's still incredible. Now, is there always room for improvement? Of course, we can always make it better. But putting an email in draft mode for 24 hours and giving it time to marinate makes us better. The urgency of reacting right away, we've seen the impact of that. It's never served us to reply in 5 seconds. There's something beautiful about taking time to answer. So I've shared that with our clients many, many times, and a lot of our leaders have actually adopted that principle inside of their organizations, where they'll write emails and they'll keep it in draft mode for 24 hours before they reply. So where else do we want to bring a culture of calmness? Cultivating patience. Oh, this is hard. So our company just did 2022 and 2023 were maintenance years. And so as the leader, I had to really learn how to cultivate patience with goals, with, you know, financial goals, with different targets, with assets we wanted to build, all this kind of stuff. I really had to cultivate patience. And this past year, when I was helping our clients set goals for 2024, a lot of our clients actually said that they really, really wanted to like cultivate patience. They wanted to actually enter maintenance years, where maintenance months, where they were prioritizing maintaining what they have built. So cultivating patience is really about recognizing that not everything needs to be done immediately. And you can allow for processes to unfold at their natural pace. And so when we adopt this cultivating of patience, there's so much less urgency into, oh, and we have to go do this thing, and we have to go build this, and we have to go make this event, and we have to go do this event. No, we don't. No, we don't. When you're cultivating patience, it really allows you to strip down to the bare bones of like, what do we must do inside of our school? Like, what do we really, really have to do? Not what do we want to do, or what do we feel like our competition is doing? No, what do we really have to do here? And then when you do those things really, really well, you actually start to realize that it's okay if you don't do a million other things also. So that's cultivating patience. Okay. How else do you bring a culture of calm but still have big ambitions? Quality over quantity. Really dedicating time and attention to doing fewer activities, having fewer relationships, but ensuring that there's a deeper and more meaningful engagement in those things. So this is when you're sitting down and you're saying, okay, we're not going to do every single thing or idea that we want to do here, but the ones that we do, we're going to make them amazing. You might be looking at your social circle and saying, okay, I've got a big social circle, but I also have these really big ambitions and these big goals that I want to achieve. But relationships are really important to me. And so that might be you having to reckon with, okay, do I need a smaller social circle where I can, you know, still value and prioritize relationships and friendships because those are important to me. And I'm going to have a smaller circle so that I'm not stretched so thin. So again, this is about choosing intentionally what you want inside of your life. It is not about not going after big goals. Lastly, how do we bring a culture of calm? Flexible planning. So instead of rigid schedules and tight deadlines and firefighting, we invite more slowness into planning. We allow room for spontaneity. We allow capacity for adjusting plans to the present moment. We create space for creative expression. We really allow for more space for there to be other things that come up. You see, because as you go and do big things, right, and go pursue your big ambitions, you are going to be met with opportunity. Opportunity is going to come knocking. And when your schedule is so like tight and rigid and has no space, you don't get to say yes to opportunities. You actually miss certain amazing things because you overcrowded your schedule with stupidity. And so this is why it is so critical as you're building and have big ambitions and goals to go slower, to create more space, more flexibility and fluidity in your calendar and in your commitments. So when big opportunities come, because they will come. I promise you they're coming. You will actually have the capacity to go after them because you didn't say yes to a million non-needle moving activity inside of your business. So I want to share a story with you about a director, call her Kaylee. And so I want to share about what Kaylee really did to create a culture of calm, a culture of intentionality, a culture of collaboration, because we hear all these ideas that I'm sharing on the podcast, which is great. But I want to actually share some stories of real life examples of directors who implemented this inside of their centers. And so Kaylee started to recognize that there was very little patience on her team. So her teachers were impatient. Her leadership team was impatient. Everyone just kind of had this sense of urgency. And there was very little just thoughtfulness. There was a lot of quick solutions. And a lot of the quality of care was being sacrificed in the name of urgency and speed. And so her first step that she really started to do was observation. She really took the time to closely observe some of the daily routines in the childcare center. And she sat down and really started to do one-on-ones with her teachers and get feedback on what are some of the routines that are working? What are some of the routines that are not working? What needs to shift here? What needs to shift in the daily schedule? Where do we need to possibly pour in more resources? And just by being heard, the teachers actually just already started to create a shift in their energetic kind of vibration of how they were showing up. So that was one of the first things that Kaylee started to bring in. The other thing that she became super focused on, and this was after our big live event, was creating calm environments. So Kaylee really wanted a calm culture. She felt that when she walked around the center, she kind of saw, you know, a lot of eyebrows raised and, you know, clenched eyes and, you know, people just walking with this kind of tense feeling instead of this like relaxed, open, chest open, shoulders relaxed, just calm vibes. And she wanted more of that. And so we were collaborating together on one of the calls and people were, you know, a lot of owners, directors were sharing different ideas. And so she was like, okay, I want some cozy corners for my staff. I want to bring in some natural elements. I want to create the environment inside of the teacher's room to be more conducive for intentionality, for just focused care, for nurturing of the soul, of the mind, of the body, of the spirit. And she did a couple of changes. She added this really cute lava lamp, a little rug that she bought. She added some cute throw pillows that she bought in TJ Maxx, kind of added that. She added a throw blanket to kind of, you know, cuddle up in. And then she bought a new container for the snacks. So she used to have a whole bunch of snacks inside of the teacher's lounge and they were kind of just all put around in like 9 by 13 pans or little buckets or whatever. And she bought this really cute box that, you know, organized the snacks really beautifully. And all of these little upgrades, again, not a huge makeover. I think she maybe spent $100 on all of the things combined, really just started to create this more cozy, more calm environment. And again, when you're listening to this, I don't want you to just hear this and be like, oh, I want to go do that amazing idea. That's not what this is about. If you're listening to this and you're like, I want more calm, I want to bring more peace, I want more patience inside of the center, then this might be a vehicle, you know, in a way to go do that. The other really core thing that was critical, well, two other things really that Kaylee implemented was flexible scheduling. She really wanted more flexible scheduling options for the teachers. She really wanted to reduce the rush that a lot of the staff were feeling. There was a lot of just jealousy and kind of resentment towards different teachers who, you know, got to have different parts of scheduling. And so she really wanted to allow for staff to really feel like their needs were being addressed and heard and actually actioned. And so she sat with the veteran teachers. And then she also ended up sitting with all of the staff and said, okay, how could we create more flexible scheduling that doesn't hurt or compromise the flow of the day? How do we create more opportunity for staff to have more flexibility? And at the same time, it not disrupt the children or the curriculum or what we're trying to do. And they came up with some really great ideas, which I thought was amazing. And the last thing she wanted to implement, and again, this was over the course of several months, was bigger focus on celebrating milestones. There was a lot of focus on outcome goals. goals? And did we hit this? And did we make this? And did we enroll X amount of kids? And did we, you know, successfully do this project? And she really wanted to start celebrating more progress, recognizing that the journey was just a really important central theme in their center. And so she really created some core milestones with her leadership team. And then she had her assistant director do that with some of the teachers. She had her curriculum specialist sit with some of the toddler teachers and really create different milestones for them to achieve inside of their transition into the classrooms. And all of those things together, just again, the whole vibe shifted, the whole vibe, right? Like it's these small little things that now all of a sudden everyone's feeling like, whoa, like, we could take a deep breath here. This is amazing. So I hope that these little anecdotes and these little stories, again, inspire you to think about what's possible for your center. So really inviting slowness is this deliberate choice to live with a greater awareness. It's to make decisions in your center from a place of mindfulness. It's about reclaiming control over the peace and the pace inside of your life. You get to decide how quick and how slow your school operates. You really get to decide, I'm going to find joy in the journey rather than constantly being focused on the destination. And it's very difficult to find joy in the journey because the journey is full of tons of pebbles and rocks and boulders and chaos and uncertainty and ambiguity and frustrated people. And it is very difficult to find joy in the journey. The problem is that if you only find joy when you get to the end, you are always going to be hustling. You are always going to feel like everything is urgent. Because everything is urgent. If you don't allow yourself to celebrate until you get to the end, you're going to run and run and run until you get to the end, but there's no end. The work is always there. Even if you worked for 14 hours straight, there'll still be more work, right? It's not, oh my gosh, if I clean and clean and clean, you know, every single day, then tomorrow I don't have to clean. No, no, tomorrow, new people make new messes. So, or the same people make new messes or the same mess. Pausing and inviting this culture of slowness goes against our nature. And it takes so much leadership and courage to say, I want sustainable schools. I want retention. I want a thriving culture. I want to be doing this for a long time. I say this all the time. I'm playing the decades game. I want to do this till I'm 80. So if I'm playing the decades game and I want to do this till I'm 80, well, I better be doing it in a sustainable way and not burning myself out. That means I have to go slower. I have to go slower. And I don't want you to think that going slower means you don't have goals and you don't get to have big ambitions, because you do. You do them in a different way. So I hope today's conversation really inspired you to just go a little bit slower, embrace a little bit more mindfulness, a little bit more intentionality. And if you're thinking of all this and saying, I want this, I want to be around this, I want to be around community who's like this, I want mentorship where, you know, I could really bring this into my life, then I would love to invite you to apply to our Owners HQ and Director Center Circle. The link is in the show notes. Our community is about prioritizing excellence and really doing that in a way that is calm, sustainable, intentional, and mindful. So if this speaks to you, I would love to welcome you to the tribe. All right. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you are loving the Schools of Excellence podcast and have gotten any value out of it for your school, I would love if you can do two things for me. One, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And two, can you please leave us a review? Reviews help other school leaders know that this is the place to learn how to build a school of excellence. And I would be so grateful if you can do that for us. Your help and support makes this show to be able to be listened by the thousands of other school leaders all around the world. Thanks so much for listening, for giving us your time and attention each and every week. And I appreciate that you have joined us. Hey there, I want to invite you to join me for the Strategic Summer Workshop on Thursday, May 30th at 11:30 Eastern. You can click the link in the show notes or go to schoolsofexcellence.com/summer. In this workshop, I'm going to walk you through how to optimize your already efficient systems or help you tweak some ones that need a little bit more tweaking to help you enter the 2024-2025 school year with ease, with success, and with calmness. Increase your profitability, reduce your expenses, and more than anything, just help you buy back some of your time. I look forward to seeing you there.